The bodies of two iron workers killed in a building collapse in Gray's Ferry in Philadelphia last week have been recovered. This occurred this morning. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Fire Commissioner Jeffrey Thompson says what began as a search and rescue mission turned into a recovery mission that resulted in the recovery of two bodies this morning.
After 5 days of work, early this morning, we were able to recover those two missing people and return them to their families with dignity in hopes that we can help with them at beginning the healing process.
Thompson said they knew the bodies were in a stairwell, and once the building was made safe last night about 7 p.m., crews worked through the night to find the two men.
We had to de-layer. We had to take it apart piece by piece. And at some point in time, we were actually using shovels, buckets, and our hands to get to the people.
Mayor Sherrell Parker says she'll issue an executive order to investigate the incident to determine what caused the collapse that killed a total of three iron workers. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
There is a new plan for the struggling Franklin Mall in northeast Philadelphia. The mall first opened in 1989 as Franklin Mills and as the Mall to End Malls. For a while, it was a huge success, even becoming a popular tourist attraction. WHYY's Alan Chu looks at what may be its future.
Developer Dean Adler is under contract to buy the mall that is currently just 68% leased. He recently told the Philadelphia Business Journal that he wants to turn the site into a major youth sports venue that would include a hotel, a water park, restaurants, and new residential housing. Adler says it would be similar to the Ripken Baseball Project in Aberdeen, Maryland, which features 9 baseball fields with 2 hotels. No timetable has been given for the project. Until then, the Franklin Mall remains open for business. I'm Alan Tu, WHYY News.
There will be a royal visit today in Philadelphia. King Willem-Alexander and Queen Maxima of the Netherlands will be greeted by Governor Shapiro as they make what is being billed as a working visit to the states. The visit will highlight economic ties between Pennsylvania and the Netherlands, as well as America's 250th anniversary of independence and the Netherlands' role in the American Revolution. In sports, the Diamondbacks, they won the rubber game yesterday. That was Sunday, beating the Phils 4-3 at the park. And now tonight, the Phils will be home with the Cubs. The 76ers beat the Bucks. The Sixers are in a playoff play-in now. It's a matchup with the Magic scheduled for this Wednesday in South Philly. And the Flyers will be hosting the Hurricanes tonight. If the Flyers win, they will clinch a playoff spot. Your forecast today, maybe a few sprinkles later, a high of 81 and a wind.